Steve?
Probably have to take a break after the next one, because we'll be ahead.
Well, maybe I can think of some questions. Okay. We'll open.
That was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
We will open the informal hearing on cases PU-17-230, Montana Dakota Utilities and Rough Rider Electric Service Area Agreement for the City of South Hart, and case PU-17-231, Montana Dakota Utilities Company's South Hart Service Area Agreement, Public Convenience and Necessity Case. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me are Commissioners Fedorchek and Crashus, as well as from MDU, as well as our staff team here, Victor Shook, Sarah Cardwell, Steve Call, Jerry Lean, and from MDU we have Tammy Aberly, Craig Lostreeter, Marlene Wallander, and Jacob Zettel. From Rough Rider Electric we have Chris Baumgartner, Don Franklin, Leonard Hibble, and Jason Benz. I will point out that this is an informal hearing. If questions that are of evidence that are in dispute come up, we will have to suspend the hearing and schedule a formal hearing. With that said, Commissioner Fedorchek, did you have any comments?
No, are we in Groundhog Day?
It seems like it.
I haven't heard Sonny and Cher in the background yet.
Anyway, no, just for anybody who's listening to the recording, I have no questions on this. I think the parties have done a great job of coming together and outlining their territory boundaries and addressing issues for how they're going to interact moving forward to best serve the customers and minimize duplication of services.
And it might be a good time to point out in the middle of all this that we go through some of these things that might seem kind of mundane, but they are legal requirements. We need to have this on the record in case something is disputed someday that everything was hopefully done appropriately. Commissioner Crash, this is your portfolio. I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. And again, state law provides an avenue for companies to come together and to work together in effect, it encourages harmony and operational efficiency among electric providers in this instance. And also, one of the questions that I will ask again would be, does this discourage unreasonable duplication of electric facilities in the area that the agreement will be effective?
Commissioner Craig Lostreeter with MDU, and one of the main intents of the service area agreement is to help avoid the duplication of services. The service area agreement, we can better plan infrastructure build-outs and forward-thinking how we're going to plan for those future things and hopefully avoid those duplications and help keep those service costs down.
Looking at it from the Rough Riders' perspective, in addition to the economics of it, it just makes good economic sense to plan like this. It also provides a greater level of safety for employees of both Montana Dakota Utilities as well as Rough Rider Electric, and understanding different safety aspects in feeding, electrical feeding in different areas. So not only is it economical, it's just a good safety practice as well.
Okay. Excellent point. Thank you. No other questions for me.
I noticed on this one, from the city limit corner, the very southwest city limit corner, you didn't include any growth potential there. Is there a reason for the others seem to all have some boundary or some additional property? Why so close on that corner?
Sure, Commissioner. Jason Bentz, Rough Rider Electric. That particular spot is pretty close to the Hart River, and it's prone to flooding and very unlikely to have any development in there, so we didn't feel that it's needed to put that in there, and Jacob could elaborate on that too as well.
No, I agree. It just isn't a spot that we deemed likely to develop and therefore did not include.
And customers that are getting service from a provider that is different than what this map would indicate will continue to get their service as they have in the past?
Yes, they will.
I have no other questions. Is there any objections to the evidence produced in this informal, both the written material that was presented as well as the recording becoming part of the official record?
No objection from Montana Dakota.
No objection from Rough Rider.
Okay, then the evidence will become part of the record on which a decision is based. Are there any other matters anyone wants on the record? Okay, then we will close the informal hearing on cases PU 17-230 and PU 17-231 and take about a 7-minute break and reconvene at 2:45.